Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, as with pretty much every other country, in Zimbabwe, there's a stigma surrounding mental health. So a group of mental health workers there have set up a scheme which operates in a more casual atmosphere on benches. Dixon Chapanda is the psychiatrist and one of the people behind the Friendship Bench scheme. Dixon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you start perhaps by talking a bit about attitudes towards mental health in Zimbabwe? I suppose in most countries, in most cultures, there's something of a stigma attached to it. How bad is it in your country?
Thank you. Well, I guess it's just as bad as everywhere else in the region in terms of stigma, particularly for the more conspicuous psychiatric conditions such as schizophrenia. You know, for instance, when someone has a psychosis, a very conspicuous psychosis, there's a lot of stigma attached to that. And there's also stigma attached to conditions such as epilepsy, with a lot of sort of cultural traditional belief that it's actually due to witchcraft, you know, or spirit possession, you know. There is quite an issue with stigma. And this is one of the reasons why we came up with the Friendship Bench as an alternative to address that stigma, you know. Yeah.
Zimbabwe, a country of around 15 million people. How many psychiatrists are there in the entire country?
There are 13 psychiatrists at the moment. But this is not just a Zimbabwean problem. This is a regional problem. If you look at the World Health Organization statistics for psychiatrists in sub-Saharan Africa, you're looking at, on average, you're looking at one psychiatrist for over 1 million people, and this is sort of the general ratio that you see across Africa, except South Africa, which is slightly better. This is a big problem, not just for Zimbabwe, it's the entire.
So I suppose the idea would be fair to say there's a little bit of a cultural discomfort about the idea of mental health, but there is a reverence for old people. So you decided to kind of marry those two things together.
Yes, exactly. That's what the Friendship Bench is all about. So it's not just about using older people, but it's also about developing an intervention which is culturally acceptable, you know, using locally developed tools and using our own sort of local mental health lexicon that the common people can identify with. So one of the problems that is associated with our traditional Western models of mental health is that in Africa, very often it just doesn't fit well. You know, people will not accept being told that they are depressed or they have schizophrenia. But if you use the local terms to describe, for instance, depression, the local term for depression is kufungisisa, which literally means thinking too much. When you address people using that term, they immediately can identify with it. But if you use a word such as depression, they obviously just don't get it. Yeah. You know, so I think the success of the Friendship Bench is largely to do with the fact that it's rooted in the cultural system, in the use of idioms of distress, which are acceptable to the local people. And obviously we're using grandmothers or elderly women who, again, reside in these communities and are respected. And they are thoroughly trained in CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy and problem solving therapy. Yeah.
So how would it work? Is there kind of, if you like, a bench with a grandmother on it, and for a period of time every day she sits there and anyone can come along, or do you have to make an appointment?
Exactly. So these benches are normally situated outside the primary healthcare facilities, and people are referred either by the clinic nurse, by schools, by the police department, by members of the community. And the first thing that happens when they get to the Friendship Bench is they are screened. We use locally developed screening tools to screen, to essentially establish whether someone does indeed have depression or whether someone is a red flag. A red flag is someone who may be suicidal, which means there's need to to actually involve other people if the grandmother is unable to assist such a person. So there's a process that is followed based on the screening tool, and from the screening tool they then receive the package, which is called Kuvura Pfungwa in our local language, which literally means opening up the mind. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing that happens on the bench. We open up the mind, and people can immediately identify with that when the grandmother says, we need to open up your mind. From opening up the mind, we go to Kusimudzira, which literally means uplifting a person because they are depressed, they are miserable, you know, they are dealing with HIV, they are dealing with domestic violence, they are dealing with issues related to poverty, you know, and other social stressors. And so the uplifting essentially empowers them. It gives them that motivation to go out there and start doing something or work out something. And the third step is called Kusimbisa, which literally means to strengthen. So once you go through that whole process, you then strengthen a person so that they are able to cope, to carry on dealing with these challenges. So in a nutshell, that's what the Friendship Bench does.
So it's not just a listening ear. There's a degree of therapy there in the sense that it perhaps gives you some resilience at the end of that process.
There is definitely a degree of therapy involved. Listening is a huge component, but grandmothers are also trained in the basics of cognitive behavioral therapy. You know, they have to understand the link between the feelings, the emotions, and the behavior. And they have to understand how to break that negative cycle. So they are trained. I've been working with some of these grandmothers since 2006, and they are very experienced in evidence-based talk therapy.
Mm. Now, were they always called friendship benches, or did you have to kind of tinker with it slightly to make it acceptable to people?
Yes, of course, we had to do that. That's a very good question. Initially, it was called the mental health bench. And, surprise, surprise, when we called it the mental health bench, no one wanted to come to the mental health bench. But as soon as we changed it to friendship bench, it became more acceptable, you know, to the community. So once again, you know, a lot of what we sometimes call stigma has a lot to do with the way we perceive it and the way we describe it. You know, the same intervention described in a different way all of a sudden becomes acceptable, you know. There's a lot in the name, and Friendship Bench has been very successful.
What kind of issues do you see a lot of people bringing to the Friendship Benches?
So the Friendship Benches focus primarily on the treatment of common mental disorders, which include depression and anxiety, and to some extent symptoms of PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder. We see a lot of cases related to domestic violence, substance abuse, people living with HIV, people who are struggling to come to terms with their HIV status, people who are struggling to deal with some of the socioeconomic challenges they are facing, how to feed their families. So it's a wide range of psychosocial problems that we see on the Friendship Bench. And, you know, you also have a lot of the people coming to the bench who have other non-communicable diseases such as hypertension, for instance, or diabetes. And what we found is when you actually address the mental health component, you actually improve the outcomes of these conditions such as hypertension or diabetes. So that's how the community finds it extremely, extremely helpful.
Now, as I understand it, this is going to be rolled out around other clinics in Zimbabwe. It sounds, though, like it's something that perhaps could be rolled out across the region. Has there been any interest from other countries around you?
Yes, they have. There have been. So we have successfully rolled it out to over 70 primary healthcare clinics. And in the next few months, we will be going to the rural parts of the country. There is interest in neighboring countries to introduce this model. We have been approached by people from Botswana, from Malawi, and South Africa, and Mozambique. So there's a real interest in this model, I think mainly because it's cost-effective, it's simple, and it works.
I can see it working in most countries around the world, I would have thought. Dixon Chapada is a senior psychiatrist and the principal investigator of the Friendship Bench Project. Dixon, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you. Bye.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.